Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I want you to imagine. Imagine sending your child to school as you do every day, someplace here in America, and I might add not Dearborn, Michigan, and not Newark, New Jersey, but let's just say Virginia, only to find out that when your high school teenager comes home, that he had an assignment, she had an assignment to do. And the assignment, get this, was to write out, "There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." Well, as you can imagine, there was outrage. This did happen, and it happened in Virginia. And the parent, Kimberly Horton, she was not happy. Who sends their child to school to write and learn about Allah? And so many parents got together. There was great concern, and I want you to watch the fallout. Watch this.
Well, some parents in Augusta County say this geography assignment, which was given at Riverheads High School last week, is an attempt at Muslim indoctrination in a public school. Hi, everybody. I'm Channing Frampton. Morgan Donnelly is off tonight. First at 10, Devin Turk talks with those concerned parents and has the school's explanation behind this controversial calligraphy.
Thank you, Jesus. Be here with us tonight. Kimberly Herndon says she felt her rights as a parent had been violated when her ninth grade son came home with this homework assignment and asked him to copy the Shahada, the Islamic statement of faith, which translates to, "There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." When asked about her reaction to the assignment, she'll tell you.
Shocked that it was sent home. Shocked that that was in the school. Shocked that it was happening right here in our small town.
The assignment says it's meant to give students an idea of the artistic complexity of calligraphy. Herndon says she feels the assignment tried to indoctrinate her child into the Islamic religion.
There was no trying about it. The sheet that she gave out was pure doctrine in its origin.
Augusta County School Superintendent Dr. Eric Bond says neither of these lessons, nor any other lesson in the World Geography course, are an attempt at indoctrination to Islam or any other religion, or a request for students to renounce their own faith or profess any belief. He went on to say the lesson attempts objectively to present world religions in a way that's interesting and interactive for students.
One student we spoke with said she didn't feel comfortable completing this assignment, even if it just was for calligraphy.
If it was, why couldn't we just learn to write hello, goodbye, you know, normal words, not that.
On Tuesday night, dozens of people met at Good News Ministries to voice their own opinion. Herndon has not sent her child back to school since the incident happened last week.
I will not have my children set under a woman who indoctrinates them with the Islam religion when I am a Christian, and I want to stand behind Christ.
Meanwhile, the school maintains that the lesson is consistent with the standards of learning in Virginia. In Augusta County, Devin Turk, WHSV.
And you can read the full written statements from both Kim and Dr. Bond with this story on the WHSV.com. New tonight, we are reading your comments on the issue from the WHSV TV3 Facebook page. Wendy Wren Fitzgerald writes, "I have a student in this class and had this teacher myself. She has done nothing wrong in my eyes." On the other hand, Amy writes, "I can tell you this is
what's happening in Virginia. In Virginia. Listen, this should not take place. Calligraphy, like the young girl said, write hello, say goodbye. And you know what? That's not the only form of calligraphy. Why is this allowed in the school system? You got to ask the question, what would possess a teacher to actually bring it into a classroom? There is a strategic plan. There's a narrative unfolding, and it's trying to infiltrate every part of our communities, every part of our civilization. And really, this is not about anything of what they're projecting it's supposed to be. There is a radical Islam in America. And of course, not all Muslims are radical, but there is a strand of radical Islam. And when we get back from this break, we're going to show you, and again, this program is PG, because we're going to show you some graphic content that lays out the evidence, that builds the case in real numbers and real facts that radical Islam does exist, a word that our own president and Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, refuses to say. Radical Islam. It's real. It's happening. right here in America. And for quite some time on this program, we've been saying, you know, where are the moderate Muslims? Where are the Muslims that don't agree with the jihadists? You know, some reports are there's 1.5, 1.8 billion Muslims around the world, and that only maybe 15 to 20% of them are radicalized, meaning that a great majority of Muslims around the world are not jihadists. They're not terrorists. They're not violent. Yet, the other 15 to 20% comes out to about 200, almost 300 million people, equivalent to the population of the United States. We're still talking about a large amount of the world's population that believes that jihad, war, terrorism, cutting off people's heads.
Yeah. Sharia law should be implemented.
Yeah. Caliphate. You know, yeah. That this is real and it should happen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.